That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So there's a doomsday bunker community in South Dakota, I'm reading here.
That sounds like fun.
Well, they when all hell breaks loose, blah, 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 these kind of people. But they're asking for people. It's a home to 575 people, $55,000 bunkers that can house. Oh, no, excuse me, 575 $55,000 bunkers that can house 10,000 people. And I love this line. It's attempting to lure average, well-educated residents. Well, it's either one or the other.
Yeah. You can't be both.
No, no. And I know they want people in there that are not idiots, but if you're preppers alone, not that they're all dumb, but kind of lean towards average, don't you think?
I think they're just trying for the average with pricing them at 55 grand. So it's affordable.
No, it says average, well-educated residents.
Yeah.
Either you're average or you're well-educated.
Yeah,
most average people aren't well-educated, yeah.
Well, who's our doomsday
bunker? And by the way, the thing about bunkers are, we've always talked about, if you have a bunker, you can't go on vacation because all hell breaks loose and you're on vacation.
You're away from your bunker.
I've always thought about that. People put bunkers and they still live their lives.
You'd want to just stay close to it. If impending doom is coming.
Well, we had a conversation
in another state
with a guy from Omaha who built a doomsday bunker.
Yeah.
We talked to that guy.
In his house.
And he was an educated guy. He was a smart guy.
Yeah, well, and part of the selling point for this is built in the Black Hills in South Dakota, somewhere where there used to be a military installation where they stored munitions down there. And part of their selling point is putting it in South Dakota, it's within a 24-hour drive of pretty much anywhere in the United States. So in 1 day's drive, you could be there. If things were going downhill and you decided you needed to be in the bunker
so
within
it's not,
1 day.
It's not nuclear
They're old munitions bunkers.
Yeah.
But they actually, for a bunker, they're actually fairly well outfitted. The pictures you see
How
here.
Big are they? 55,000.
It said the largest.
I see they're all shoved in one corner. I get it. Yeah, I see them. Yeah.
Does it give square footage?
I don't remember seeing any square footage, but they said there's three or four different floor plans, and
DailyMail.com. Yeah.
The biggest one could accommodate 24 people.
Yeah, but that's like, they say it's a four-man tent and it sleeps one.
Look at the photos in that link I sent you guys.
They
look fairly spacious.
Right, yeah.
Looks like a man cave.
Yeah, could you live there full-time anyway, just live there?
No, with 24 people? No.
Yeah.
No. Just, could that be just your home?
No, I don't think you would want to do that because you don't want to deplete the resources. You want those to be there for when you need it.
And you don't want to hang out with everybody that wants to live in a bunker.
Yeah, you're preparing for the end of time all the time, and that's no way to live, man.
And I don't think you'd want to live someplace that didn't have any windows.
There's a front door.
There is the option to go outside, I suppose. Yeah. But sometimes it gets mighty cold.
It's hard
Black
to build
Hills.
A bunker with windows.
Well, all the nuclear ash will make you cough.
Right.
They say
exactly. You're gonna choke on nuclear ash anyway. What's the difference, man?
It says you could these can be outfitted for a minimum of 1 year underground autonomous operation. You would not have to return to the surface.
Oh, this is for when the Yellowstone supervolcano explodes. This would be the place to go. I thought South Dakota
was in the kill zone on that.
Your bunker might be okay.
Yeah, you might be good in the bunker.
So the air's got to come from somewhere.
They're thinking it's all over in a year?
I guess.
Yeah, the sun comes out when you have to surface. It looks like a kind of a creepy Airbnb. I can't believe they've got place settings on the table. I mean, they've got cups
they
and
do.
Plates.
Oh, yeah, you got to stage it.
Yeah, it does look a little Hannibal Lecter, doesn't it?
The world is ending, but we've got China.
That is right, exactly. And they got plans on the table.
Here's their explanation.
All the different plans, just A, B, and C, and D. You're right, plans, yeah.
They say their members are neither preppers nor the elite 1%, but rather well-educated, average people with a keen awareness of the current global events and a sense of responsibility.
Oh, duh.
It looks like the room in that Dinner for Schmucks. You remember that movie?
Yeah.
It looks like that setup. I'm not saying these people are schmucks. I'm just saying that's what it looks like, that setup.
That mindset is weird. I knew a guy once who like been buried soup somewhere. He's like, he just had a bunch of food buried. And I was like, where is that? And he looked at me like I was insane for even asking.
I'm not telling you.
I'm not going to go dig up your soup.
He buried
cans of soup.
Did you know the guy?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I've got food buried. I'm like, where? And he's like, I can't tell you that.
Okay, well, the labels are going to rot off, so he's not even going to know what the soup is.
No. I guess you hope it's broccoli cheddar.
Yeah. Let's find out.
Yeah. You don't want it. Ah, oh, I'm hungry for that.
Dang it, spam.
Was it his backyard?
No, it was somewhere.
He wouldn't tell me.
And I think I was like, well, if the world doesn't end, do you go get the soup and use it before it goes bad?
Does canned soup go bad?
At some point, probably.
There's so much sodium and crap in that. Who knows?
Yeah, probably not for a long time.
Yeah.
Is it buried someplace where you'd have to go out in the nuclear winter? Or in the fallout.
Dig up his soup.
Yeah.
I should just start following him around so when he goes to like check on the soup, I'm like, found
it. You should find out and dig up his soup.
Then I'll be buried next to the soup. Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, and this community that they're selling, this place in South Dakota, you can't just buy in.
Yes, well, you can't.
Or they got to vet you.
Yeah, you have to apply for membership and detail skills and areas of expertise that would prove useful should the worst happen.
Dick jokes. Yep.
So we are all screwed.
Yeah. Oh, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Dale will keep you entertained on the weekends. All right.
Colleen's at least got management experience. The rest of us.
She can do it. Yeah.
The rest of us can do dishes.
Nice.
This community also has a cinema and a gym, so you could do your 30
pushups.
Yeah.
I could do my 30 pushups.
Their gym is a treadmill and one bike.
And you got to share that with 24 people?
Maybe more. I don't know.
Right. Dude, there's water down there.
It sounds like a plant of fitness, running water and everything.
You know, where's the water come from? That could be contaminated.
Yeah, how do you flush? You know?
There's bathrooms. Yeah.
Is there a soup hole somewhere? I love the word soup hole.
soup hole.
Where's your soup hole?
For dinner. Where's your soup hole? We might get out to the soup hole and grab a ladle.
The gym looks like a bad gym in somebody's basement.
Yeah.
Here's a treadmill and a bike.
I love that he wouldn't tell you.
Nobody's used for years.
Right.
This looks like a website for Red Roof Inn.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Everything kind of looks like it's in somebody's basement because it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, first of all, they're going to do marketing. They need to get rid of the word bunker. Bunker's never had a good
No.
Need to recall it. It's something else.
Hitler died in a bunker.
Also, compound is a bad word.
Compound, bunker.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I like that they always quote these numbers. It says inquiries and applications are up over 2,000% year over year, and plus sales are up 300%. But that could mean that they sold one last year and they sold three this year.
Yeah, true.
You know,
they'll get people are weirding up. And 55 grand is not a fortune. Somebody's going to pay for those. But come on.
You know. It would be easy to manage because are people just going there to hang out when it's not the end of the world?
Yeah, you're allowed just to hang out. Can you do it as a vacation spot?
Yeah, let's go visit the
bunker. Own it. You yeah. own it. You're allowed to visit, right?
I don't know. That's unclear. Like I say, I don't think you would want to because you want to keep those resources available.
You just refill the soup hole when you leave.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
But you don't want to get tired of the bunker.
Or you bring stuff from home.
Good point, Nick. You want to make sure that bunker's brand new when you show up for a year.
Yeah.
Right.
I think they need a mushroom room.
Yes.
There is a garden.
That would come in handy.
Yeah. There is a garden.
There is a garden.
Yeah.
Underground, obviously.
You don't want to do mushrooms in a bunker. I think you'd go all claustrophobic.
Oh, my God. Start having Hogan's Heroes flashbacks.
But the outside of the compound looks nice.
Oh, yeah, it'll look nice after the fallout and the zombies.
Yeah. I mean, it looks nice for South Dakota.
This is trailer material here, basically, because it's 55 grand plus you pay rent on the land like a trailer does. You could own the trailer, but you got to pay the trailer lot guy. $1,000, it says here. The ground rent.
Yeah, per year. That's only $1,000 a year.
You don't own the ground, you're leasing it.
Yeah, you're renting the ground. But
what are they preparing for, a volcano?
I don't know.
Just anything.
Super volcano.
They quote the possibility of World War III.
Yeah. Okay.
Civil unrest.
And you know, whoever is in charge who's going to vet whoever gets in there, they could be selling their bunk beds three times over. How do you know that you're the only one that owns that space?
Good point.
Everybody, you arrive and
you've also got to find out who the leader of this thing is.
Right.
Because the leader, if you got to agree with his views.
Yeah.
Because if you're not, because two types of people show up at that place and you're not, you're right-wing nut jobs. Oh, you're whatever. You want to be in the bunker with people with the same views, don't you think?
It's Jared Leto.
I don't know. This is crazy.
Yeah, it looks like not. It doesn't seem like the bunkers are all interconnected, like it's a network of them. It seems like you would just go into your bunker,
right,
and then wait a year and then maybe poke your head out and see what's happening.
Yeah.
This is a reality show.
See who's got their Trump flag out.
Yeah, exactly.
Or see if there's anything left to see.
Yeah.
It's the Truman Show.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Truman Show. That's a
good one. 55 grand. No, I'd rather spend that on something else.
There'd be one douche that shows up with an acoustic guitar. You're stuck there with them. Stop it.
Be like Animal House.
You
just destroy it right away.
Sorry.
No acoustic guitars.
Sorry, Steve.
Just shows up smiling with a hammer.
Yeah. But that was my skill. That's how I got into the bunker.
It's kill
Easter.
Bunnies.
It's Easter.
I'm good for Easter. All right.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.